You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. I am, if you're new to the show, I'm the host, and I'm proud as always to be presented to you by Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, get those same game parlays and your no danger first wager all available to you with the promo code ATOZTN in the Zen Sports app. Two Rivers Ford, quality American-made Ford vehicles from the South's most trusted Ford dealership. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. And TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. We've got a big event coming up this Saturday at TrueMath Fitness. In fact, we are going to be doing a workout to raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'll tell you more about that later on in the show and how you can purchase tickets to come work out with me and Worth Campbell over this Saturday morning to raise some funds for some cancer patients in need. We will do that later on, and we appreciate TrueMath's participation in that. Meanwhile, let's talk some shop. Titans have a new football player. Not officially, but he has cleared his physical, and the terms of the contract have been agreed upon, and the trade compensation has been doled out for the Titans to acquire L'Jarius Sneed. Now, this is a significant trade, as I'm sure you guys have talked about with the morning show in my absence, for a variety of different reasons. And there's a couple of different elements that it helps. We know the compensation, a seventh round pick swap in 2024 and a third round pick to the Chiefs in 2025, which is pretty low as far as what the Titans gave up to get him, and including a contract that is substantial with $50 million, more than $50 million in guaranteed money. L'Jarius Sneed gets the payday that he wants. The Chiefs get the cap relief that they want with some trade compensation, maybe not as much trade compensation as they would have liked, but still with fair trade compensation, I feel like. And the Titans get a top end corner to go into their secondary. You actually have another guy to go with Jeff Simmons at this point. Harold Landry, I suppose, is also in this category, but like quality, top flight, arguably best at their position starters, you only had one on defense with Jeff Simmons. Now you add L'Jarius Sneed to the mix, and he should make your life a lot easier. So we are going to talk about this and the impact of it. Your Two Rivers Ford take is simple on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Who does L'Jarius Sneed benefit the most by being a Titan? Who benefits the most from the L'Jarius Sneed trade? We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is made possible by Two Rivers Ford. Quality American-made Ford vehicles, award-winning customer service at the South's most trusted Ford dealership. You know that there are so many reasons why hundreds of thousands, millions of Middle Tennesseans have been Two Rivers Ford customers because they go above and beyond for you. DeAndre Hopkins, Coach Dave McGinnis, Dawn Davenport, Ramon Foster, myself, among them, Two Rivers Ford has helped all of us get the vehicle that we needed at a great price. They always sell their new non-specialty Fords below MSRP, so check them out in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com for more information. Who benefits the most from the L'Jarius Sneed trade? There's a couple of different angles that you could look at this. Amar says the defensive line. B. French says, his kids? Yes, he's going to be making substantial money here in Tennessee. So kind of like Calvin Ridley, it is generationally not generationally changing, but generational wealth is what they are getting for the Snead family, as is deserved. He's 27. He played at an all-pro level last year. He wasn't a part of the all-pro team, but was probably as big a snub, if not the biggest snub, from the all-pro selection process last year. This dude earned the contract that he got, and now he gets to cash in with the Titans. Sign Simmons. The Groverton on YouTube is giving all manner of additional moves, but we're not talking about that just yet. We're talking about who benefits the most, so you can simmer down with your 10-step Titans offseason plan. The Titans defensive coordinator benefits most is Randy Cherry. Yes, Denard Wilson is going to see some dividends from having a top-flight corner on his team. But I keep coming back to Jeffrey Simmons, and I keep coming back to the front that will need the most help, because right now they're pretty sparse. They're pretty thin up front beyond Harold, Arden Key, and Jeff Simmons. They still have pieces to add. They did sign Sebastian Joseph Day, the interior defensive lineman, but that can't be the only move that they make up front, and still have needs at inside linebacker, at edge, at defensive line, and at safety. But I can't help but think that this is going to benefit the guys up front considerably.
Put the offense in good field position, and they went down and scored. So you got to make more plays on defense, apparently, and then that's what it got to be. You got to make more plays.
How difficult is it not having that complimentary football? Is that tough? Does that wear on you as a defensive player?
I mean, we just got to keep going out there. I mean, that's what we get paid to do, go out there, and, you know, no matter what it is, sudden change or offense can't get going or they get a big punt return, our job is to go out there and put out the fire. And, I mean, like I said, I think we did a hell of a job with that. They got to the red zone how many times today? And, you know, we did a hell of a job in the red zone. Second half, I think we played a hell of a job on defense. We kept getting off the field and say kick the field goal or what, two field goal, I think, in the second half, whatever it may be. But I think we did a hell of a job in the second half.
What's kind of going to go through your mind about this team and that 9-hour plane trip back?
We need to figure something out. We need to figure out the guys who, you know, going to fight. We need to figure out the guys who want to be out there, not the guys that don't want to be out there. That's what it need to be. We need to reevaluate our team and, you know, figure it out. That's the message. Let's figure it out, who want to play football for the time.
You think you got a team to turn it around?
I would hope so. I mean, we got a long season ahead. It's just the NFL. I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for us. That's what it's going to be. Like I said, we got a bye week. Hopefully guys get healthy and kind of hit that reset button and come back after the bye week ready to roll.
So how do you kind of figure that out, I guess, when you're getting ready to take that time away as a team?
We got a couple of days here next week. I know Coach said we'll be, I guess we're going to watch the film together Tuesday morning when we get in. So I'm sure some of the captains or whoever, the leaders, whoever it may be, you know, I think should stand up and, you know, tell the team how they feel. I mean, everyone should be able to speak up, and we just got to be grown men about it, because, like I said, there's no one going to feel sorry for us, no one going to feel sorry for this team, and we just need to figure it out.
So that's Jeffrey Simmons, and I think that this goes a long way to help Jeff, to help Harold, to help Arden Key, as far as their improvement as a defense as a whole. They had a ton of pressure on them. That was specifically after the Ravens game in London. The Titans defense had played well. The offense had struggled. Ryan Tannehill had been knocked out of the game again. He had dealt with a high ankle sprain. The hip drop tackle, a product of the Ryan Tannehill, or I guess Ryan Tannehill's ankle sprain, a product of the hip drop tackle situation that has since been banned by the NFL. But Jeff Simmons was out there fighting for it. This was week 6. They had already had to have come to Jesus meetings, basically. This was Jeff Simmons challenging people. You know, we're going to find out who wants to be here. Really, the pressure ramps up on the defense, ramps up on everybody when you can't score points. And L'Jarius Sneed doesn't help them towards that effort. But this figures to be a significantly improved offensive unit and a significantly improved defensive unit with what the Titans have added on both sides of the ball. So for my part, I think that L'Jarius Sneed helps the guys up front the most, but perhaps there's some dissenting opinion from the back, given that he has been basically relegated to a small shadow box for the better part of a week now. Are you still back there? Are you still paying attention? What's happening?
I'm always back here. What do you mean? Where else would I be? I practically live in this tiny box that you guys get to see me in once a week.
That's I do. I do think that just consistently the audience thinks that you and I just live here. We just live in exactly these spots. We don't actually have lives. It's like seeing your teacher outside of school. When you see us out in public, it's a very jarring experience because we're outside of our element without our various backdrops and Robert's shitty little closet.
As happens, it's very spacious in here, though. I'm down with it. No, it's not a dissenting opinion. I agree with you. I think it does benefit Big Jeff. And if you look at his body language, that's not what you want from players or your leaders. Like he was obviously distraught. He's given his best, and the people around him aren't holding up their end of the bargain. So it does benefit Big Jeff. Probably benefits the whole defense. I saw somebody earlier saying it benefits Roger McCreary. It moves him back to his natural position. Having another guy that can play on the outside is huge. But I think there are three other people that it also benefits. The first being Will Levis. I know he's on the other side of the ball, but the big knock against him last year was he had to play hero ball all year. He was taking these massive hits on scrambles, on third and long, trying to make something happen. If the defense is playing well, he doesn't have to play that type of hero ball anymore. The other guy, I think, is probably wearing a chef hat around the Titans organization right now, Rand Carthon. Because coming into this offseason, he was not being talked about the way that he's being talked about now. He didn't do a lot to buck those babysat general manager nicknames that he was getting. Everyone was saying he's not even the real general manager. He's only doing half the job. Well, he did the whole job this offseason. He went out and got the best wide receiver, went out and got the best center, went out and traded for the best corner, and he still got money to burn, still got money to play with, still got draft picks. He still got the second round. So I think he's doing really well. And Amy Adams Strunk, she took a big leap firing Vrabel. It probably was not easy because when it happened, everybody who we trust is like, that seems like that was a big step. But nobody ran out to get him.
Is that how they seem? That seemed like that was a big step.
Sure, right? Like dumping him that quick? It seems like everybody wanted to say like, give him another year. Let him try again. You know what I mean? But and we're going to play a clip later where Chris Broussard agrees with that sentiment that maybe they should have just signed all these guys and kept Vrabel. But Amy Adams Strunk proved two things. One, she's got big lady balls, and she threw them right on the table. And it looks like it's going pretty well for her right now. The second thing is she is not cheap. She gave Rand in his first year of full control, gave him all, and a first rookie head coach all of this money to spend. Wasn't worried about having a veteran coach, wasn't worried about having all of this stability, just said, hell with it. Let's spend a lot of money. And I'm down with that. If a chick wants to, who said it? Willie Nelson. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. I love it. Spend all that money, baby. Because everybody keeps saying, why did they spend this much money on all of these guys? It's not your money. Why do you care? Let them spend it on whoever they want. If it's good players, I mean, there's probably more good players on the 2024 Titans than there are in the last 2 years combined. And we haven't even got through the draft yet. Haven't even got to the season yet.
This is as much offensive firepower as they've had since 2020 when they were the best Titans offense in the Titans era. In 25 years of Titans football, the best version or the best product statistically that they were able to produce was during that A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Derrick Henry, Jonnu Smith, Tannehill collection of players under Arthur Smith and really, really achieved at a high level. This is as much talent as they've had at wide receiver at the same time ever in 25 years of Titans football. Derek Mason and Drew Bennett at their best are still not as talented as Calvin Ridley and an aging DeAndre Hopkins are, but still a very, very high level player. This optically, this does help a lot of different people. And I never understood the contingent of fans, at least in my tenure here, Bert, that complaining about the Titans being cheap, because it's a totally different generation of team that was cheap. Kevin Byard got a top of market safety contract. Taylor Lewan was the most expensive offensive lineman in the history of football at the time that he got that deal. Harold Landry got a top of market contract. Like, this organization under Robinson and now under Carthon has invested in their roster, invested in keeping good players. Now, I think John Robinson's biggest, one of his biggest criticisms was that he didn't do enough to retain good players that he did draft in Jack Conklin. And I think people could have gone back and forth on Corey Davis. I think that one probably ended up better off moving on, even though the wide receiver, the state of the wide receiver core after AJ without Corey Davis was a shit show. The narrative about the Titans being cheap has never computed for me, because the entire time that I've been here since 2015, they've spent money on players.
And there's still another nickname for Rand a Buck, right? Like the other knock on John Robinson was he wasn't drafting enough players. He wasn't stocking the roster with homegrown players. Last year, the dissenting opinions, you don't know who drafted last year's class, right? Was it Rand Carthron? Was it Mike Vrabel? He has another draft to do. He's not out of the woods yet, but he's off to a really good start.
I agree. All right. Is that your contribution for today?
That's all I've got, Coach.
That's unsurprising to anybody. Robert Walsh, ladies and gentlemen, back to the closet in which he lives. All right. So A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by TrueMav Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMavFitness.com for your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident. No workout is recycled or repeated. TrueMav is there to help you, whether that's boot camp style classes, whether that's personal training the way that I prefer, or you go and just get a membership and work out in their open gym as you please. TrueMav Fitness is there to serve you a new way to work out for the best version of you. Go to TrueMavFitness.com today. Okay, what excites you most? So we're talking about things with the Titans that excite you. What excites you most about the Titans offense? We've talked about Snead. Now let's take a look at the other side of the ball. Now that's starting to become a clearer picture. They still need significant help at tackle. They still need significant help at wide receiver. I think that Calvin Ridley is a great addition. I love that they brought back Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. They still need to draft one in next month's, we're less than a month away from the NFL draft. How about that? This is exciting stuff. By the way, if you like all the talk about Titans free agents and the upcoming draft class, you need to be at the install, the live show coming up on May the 3rd with Greg Cosell of NFL Films. Bert is going to drop the link in the chat for all of you. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, we're going to spend a full 4 hours with a full bar set up at the analog room in the Hutton Hotel, breaking down all the different personnel decisions that Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan have made with the best and brightest mind in football film analysis, Greg Cosell. So make sure you click that link in the chat if you haven't gotten your tickets just yet, and we will look forward to seeing you live and in person Friday, May the 3rd, in the analog room at the Hutton Hotel, Greg Cosell and myself. The VIP tickets are $75. They come with dinner and two drink tickets. If you just want to get in the door, it's $25. It's going to be a great time. Make sure you get those tickets. If you don't, click the link in the chat, 1045thezone.com is where you can go and get them after the fact. So what most excites you about the offense coming up? Jeff Sawyer says, I'm glad that we won't be running the ground and pound offense anymore. I think there's still going to be a really, really strong running game that comes. So if this goes correctly, you will have one of the most efficient running games in football, but by nature of what your passing game is setting up. And I think that's the hope for a lot of you. Paul Arias says he's most excited about the passing game. Gabriel Pilcher says D-Hop and Ridley helping each other out. Randy Cherry says the RPO will be crazy. I don't know if they're going to run a ton of RPO with Will Levis. There's some of that to the Cincinnati offense, but it's not like what Shane Steichen was doing with Gardner Minshew last year, for example, though I'm sure there will be some elements of that as well. Brian says, why can't I see the comments? I don't know. I can see all of your comments, Brian. That sounds like a technical issue on your end. Boss Man Jem says, will the show be streamed live, Buck? No, you have to buy tickets to this one. This one is live and in person. We will not be live streaming it. This is a charity event. We're raising money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So not going to be free on the internet. That one, you have to, contribute to the cause. And so we're looking forward to seeing a bunch of you guys there on Friday, May the 3rd. Randy Cherry says, what about Burks in the slot? We'll figure out Burks and his role after the draft. I want to see them add another wide receiver. I would prefer to see Treylon Burks on the bench. Any chance of winning tickets? No. I don't know. I wouldn't count on it, though. We're honestly not in a position to give away tickets because people are buying them up so quickly. So if I was you, I would buy the $25 ticket now so that you don't have so that we don't run out, because that's the situation right now. I don't think that we have tickets to give away other than for the people that are guests of us. And even then, I'm going to probably buy those tickets because it's a charitable organization. And, I don't want to get free tickets for people who are coming with me. I want to be able to buy those tickets and contribute to LLS. So, no, I would not anticipate us giving away any tickets. We did give away a handful of tickets last year, so it's not an unfair question, but we needed help moving tickets last year. And this year, the shit is getting bought up real, real fast. So make sure you get your tickets now. Randy says, what about promising to do a shirtless photo session with Bert for VIP tickets? Well, that sounds illegal and probably best saved for OnlyFans. But we will see if we can work out a little skin show for you, Randy, if that's your vibe. But, you know, maybe in a different room. All right, let's keep it moving. What excites you most? Bert says he can do that in our private chat. That Bert is all too excited to take his shirt off, much less in public. So I'm sure he will jump at the first opportunity. All right, so what most excites you about the offense? What most excites me is seeing the way that Brian Callahan is going to deploy Calvin Ridley with DeAndre Hopkins and whomever they add in the draft in their new look offense.
If Titans fans are watching Calvin Ridley and saying, all right, this is the stuff we're going to have him doing, broad strokes, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a very similar role that Jamar played in terms of his ability to move around the formation, mm-hmm. use him in motion. He's got such a unique skill set. He's got great quickness. He's got great speed. He can run all the different routes. You saw some of that in Jacksonville, too. He can win outside, he can win inside, he can do a lot of different, he's got a lot of different things he does well. And so I'm excited about that, is finding where he fits. But if you look at how we use Jamar, there's going to be some similarities to how we can use Calvin.
I love that I had this big thing like, oh, you don't want to compare players. Now I'm just going to blast out in the tweet that you're going to use him like Jamar Chase. The chemistry between Joe and Jamar was so special because they'd known it for so long.
Yep.
Is there anything you learned about that connection that you said, okay, Will and Calvin can accelerate this by XYZ?
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to spend a ton. The time on task is important, but more importantly is whenever they run routes, there's constant feedback. So mm-hmm. as he runs a route and Will throws it, maybe they miss the throw. Why? You know, mm-hmm. what is it? Maybe he was a revolution short. Maybe Will anticipated him to come flatter. There's a million different things that go into the nuance of the routes and where the quarterback sees it versus what the receiver sees. And the more conversations you have like that in the offseason, the more chances are that it just starts to happen mm-hmm. as you start to play. And so you try to accelerate that as best you can, with, again, just making sure there's always conversation about a route where some quarterbacks just sit back and just do whatever is coached. And you really want guys to take a more active approach with the receivers as far as timing, depth, leverage, all the things that happen in the passing game.
So you encourage.
So that is a part of Kevin Clark's conversation with ESPN, with Titans head coach Brian Callahan this week at the owners' meetings. I'm excited to see how the wide receivers are deployed. I'm excited to see just generally what the offense looks like, how it functions, how Levis does in it. There's a variety of different things that I'm interested in, but the deployment of the wide receivers is going to be something that I think is intriguing all offseason long. Once we get into training camp, hell, they're going to start practices like the first week of April, the first or second week of April, which kind of makes me want to tear my hair out because that's in 2 weeks and I don't feel ready for football season at all, even though it's already upon us. I feel like I've just kind of got my feet under me from a draft prep standpoint, and that's in less than a month. The idea that we would start practices in just a couple of weeks gives me hives a little bit, but that's exciting because it means that football season is the real football season is right around the corner. All right, rising and falling. Whose stock rose? Whose stock fell this week in sports? Let's talk about it. Right after I remind you that the primetime program is made possible by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Go to GaryAshton.com and get your dream address without the stress. The intel edge you need to succeed can only be found with the official real estate agent of the Red Hot. How'd you guys let the Preds win so many games while I was gone? Red Hot Nashville Predators, GaryAshton.com. Don't sell without the intel. Goodness, Preds are, what are they riding, an 18-game point streak right now? They're like 16-0-2 in the last couple of games. It has been wild to watch the hockey team. And the Titans are hoping that their rebuild, because the Preds had one this offseason too, that their rebuild can go as smoothly as the Preds have. That's a great one. The Preds, stock the hell up. Andrew Brunette, Barry Trotz, David Poile, Roman Josi, Philip Forsberg, the whole squad, stock the hell up on the Nashville Predators. They have been exceptional in the last couple of weeks, and they are heading into the postseason not too far away with a lot of momentum for them right now. I would say stock up for the Nashville Predators. Stock down for Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1. Some of you were referencing this clip earlier. Bert just brought it to my attention. But people who talk about the Titans without knowing about the Titans is not an uncommon theme. I think this is more formulaic. I think that to pretend that you are ignorant of the situation and just lean in on lazy buzzwords and phrases that help trigger Titans fans, I think that's effective, as you will see Nick Wright execute to a T on Fox Sports 1.
The division's
8-9 instead of 9-8.
Don't you think?
So,
well, the Houston's going to be good. Jacksonville is what it is.
I think Houston and Jacksonville are fine.
Titans should be better.
Titans are somehow going for it.
Oh, they are going for it.
I think the Titans might end up with the number one pick. Why are they signing everybody? Yeah, because I think they're poorly run.
Wow.
Maybe. You think the Titans are going to be good?
I mean, they're going to be competitive.
They're going to be competitive.
But just saying, the other teams are not trying. I wish they had kept Vrabel and signed all these guys, to be honest. But
Purdy. Yeah, but you know why they didn't keep Vrabel? Because they're poorly run.
So, Nick Wright thinks that the Titans are poorly run. I think that Nick Wright knows that the only way to get engagement off of Titans fans is to piss them off. I don't know Nick Wright personally. I think he's very, very good at what it is that he does. I think that he has understood the thing that you must understand. If you even remotely think about discussing the Tennessee Titans in a nationally televised setting, it must be done so with the intent of bothering the fan base, because that is the only way at a national level you are going to get engagement from Titans fans. As I said, it's very formulaic. MB says, you know how you deal with people like this, Buck. You don't give them your attention. That's all well and good. I personally enjoy Nick Wright. I think he's very, very bright. And I think that because he is bright, he understands this particular trade secret, which is pretty common. Now, sometimes people are just ignorant when talking about the Titans, and that can't be helped, but I think this is much greater than ignorance, because I know that Nick Wright is a very, very well-prepared individual. I think that he has done his media obligation by irritating Titans fans as the best possible way to engage Titans fans. Very calculated. Maybe I'm giving him more credit than he deserves. I tend to think that he deserves that much credit because, like I said, I know this person's body of work, and unprepared is not how I would describe them. So anyway, let's keep it moving. Let's not keep it moving. That's the end of the show. That was fast. A fast show back. It's great to be back here with you guys. I missed you a little bit. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. The wedding that I went to and tacked a couple extra days of vacation on in Los Angeles was the best vacation that I've ever been on and the best wedding that I've ever attended. So I didn't miss you that much, but I did miss you a little bit. And it's good to be back and we'll be in the full swing of things before long. So make sure that you get your tickets for the Install Live show coming up on May the 3rd. As I mentioned, Bert dropped the link in the chat for you guys to get your tickets. If you haven't done so already, 1045thezone.com. If you want to think about it and wait a little while, you can always go back to the website and get them there. But I would tell you not to wait too long because they are selling out at an incredibly rapid rate with over a month to go. We are on the brink of a sellout. We are on the brink of a sellout, and I'm not just blowing smoke here. This is going to be a packed house for Greg and I to for us to perform in front of you guys. And again, we can't wait to do that with you on Friday, May the 3rd. Make sure you bring a friend, a fellow Titans fan. We're going to be talking Titans all night long. We're going to have audience engagement. We're going to have a special guest that I'm going to wait a couple of weeks until a couple of weeks before the event to announce, because by that point, the tickets will certainly sell out. So we want to let the general sales continue for a little longer before I juice them. But you'll have to stay tuned for that, and we'll announce it when the time comes. William Jones says, don't you ever go to another Preds game, Buck. I know. The last one I went to is the last one that they lost, ironically enough. So I'm going to send Lucas on Tuesday to see if we can't test the bad juju. And if Lucas comes back with a win, then it will probably entrench me in my position that I need to stay away from Bridgestone Arena, because every time I go, they lose. Anyway, have a great rest of your night. Great to be back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. I will talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the radio show, when we'll be talking a lot more about this upcoming draft class. I'm really ready to dig into draft prep and draft coverage, and we will do so in full force tomorrow. See you guys.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Titans. Let the world hear us now. This is our team.